A junior sports tour succeeds long before the team boards the coach. The first decision is not the destination, hotel, or fixture. It is the purpose. Are you building competitive experience, developing teamwork, rewarding participation, or combining sport with a wider educational program? Once that is clear, the route, facilities, opposition, and daily rhythm become easier to judge. For an overseas tour, 9 to 12 months is a sensible planning window. That gives the school time to secure approval, brief parents, collect deposits, check documents, and find suitable rooms before availability narrows. It also gives families a clearer payment schedule. What matters most is communicating the full likely cost early, rather than presenting a low headline figure that later grows through meals, transfers, facility hire, equipment transport, insurance, or cancellation charges. Compare the complete cost per pupil and test what happens if numbers rise or fall. Check whether adult places depend on a minimum group size, what meals include, and when deposits become non-refundable. The cheapest quote can become poor value if the sports program, transport, and accommodation do not work as one plan. Fixtures need more detail than an age category. A host should understand the pupil's experience, physical development, competition level, and preferred format. An under 15 team playing regular league football may need very different opposition from a newly formed school side. Confirm the surface, changing rooms, first aid cover, equipment, session length, and severe weather arrangements before travel is confirmed. Build proper time around every match or coaching session. Pupils need time to change, warm off, eat, recover, and load kit. Avoid filling every hour simply because the group is away. One or two well-matched fixtures and a structured coaching session can offer more value than a crowded schedule that leaves pupils tired and staff rushing. Safeguarding must follow the real itinerary. Supervision on a coach is different from supervision on a ferry, in a hotel corridor, at a training ground, or during controlled free time. Ratios should reflect age, activity, additional needs, and accommodation. Rooming must protect privacy, mixed groups need suitable adult representation, and staff should know who handles medication, illness, a missing pupil, or a late night concern. A written behaviour agreement sets expectations around phones, photography, meeting points, curfews, and changing areas. Staff also need authority to act when weather disrupts travel, a fixture is cancelled, or a pupil cannot continue. Documents deserve an early deadline, especially for mixed nationality groups. Irish citizens travelling to Britain do not need a UK electronic travel authorisation, but they should carry acceptable proof of citizenship, normally a valid passport or passport card, and the carrier may have its own identification rules. Other pupils may need separate passport, visa, or ETA checks. Complete these before final balances are due, not during departure week. Insurance should specifically cover organised sport, not only sightseeing. Collect parental consent, emergency contacts, allergies, medication instructions, and permission for treatment. For eligible travel within the EU, EEA, or Switzerland, an EHIC is useful, but it does not replace travel insurance. Parents should know what the policy covers and how illness, injury, or an early return would be managed. The final itinerary is where every decision becomes real. Add port or airport buffers, meal windows, headcounts, room checks, kit loading, changing time, fixture contacts, and emergency addresses. Staff need a detailed master version. Parents need a simpler version. Pupils need clear meeting points, luggage limits, behaviour expectations, and access to essential kit. This is where having the tour organised properly makes a measurable difference. Celtic Horizon Tours can connect the coach or flight, ferry, accommodation, fixtures, coaching, and meal timings within one working schedule. We plan around change sailings, revise fixture times, rooming adjustments, and delayed arrivals. That gives teachers one point of contact and more time to focus on the pupils. A strong junior sports tour is not built around the most impressive brochure. It is built around the group's purpose, ability, safety, and energy. When those elements are joined carefully, pupils gain competitive experience, independence, and lasting memories without teachers carrying every logistical risk alone. Speak to Celtic Horizon Tours to create a practical, well-timed sports tour that your school can approve, parents can understand, and pupils can enjoy with confidence.